This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. And another hour of a Brittany Griner free hour of What's on Your Mind as well. We're not opting in. We're opting out because we're outraged that the Merchant of Death is free. Have a good Christmas there, Merchant
hey,
of Death.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks. Yeah. Sorry.
Merry Christmas to
there
you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Here's your gift basket.
A little Christmas present from the Biden administration.
Have a safe flight back to Moscow.
We're going
to
send the Merchant of Death free as a...
But hey, we get the WNBA player back.
Right.
So,
who's still in jail, by the way?
Paul Whelan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do we know about Paul Whelan?
Quite a bit. Former Marine. Hero. Been there 4 years.
You can't,
supposed to be there for 16.
You can't make up the level of stupid that this administration. It's just unbelievable.
A listener friend called the message line long drawn out, but basically said the article's out that the edict from Putin was either you get Brittany Griner or you get Paul Whelan. You don't get both, one or the other, for the Merchant of Death. And we opted to have Brittany come home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's Brittany. America hating, national anthem kneeling. Yeah.
Can't make it.
Uh-huh.
I just hope there's some political consequence to this, because it's really sad. That's it for this hour of What's on Your Mind. We're going to welcome to the program the director of Job Service North Dakota and try and tackle some of the questions that have come up related to the workforce and the jobs that are available in North Dakota as we try and get our arms around this workforce situation. Pat Bertinoli is here. Hello, Pat. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your program. Kind of a tough act to follow, follow my boss, but happy to be here today.
Yes, the governor was here talking all about the executive budget and some priorities for the new year. So it was a great conversation, that's for sure. So my big question I'll start with is just, where have all the workers gone? I mean, if you look pre-COVID versus now, it's first of all, am I right? It's a significantly different situation pre-COVID than post-COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little different. I mean, obviously there've been retirements and people, you know, working two jobs. There's not as many of those anymore, and I think some of those folks are coming back. And the labor participation rate from across the country is down nationwide, but I will tell you that North Dakota ranks third in the nation for our labor participation rate. We're up around 69-68%. And, so we're up there and certainly proud of that. And, you know, our veterans, the veterans in North Dakota from a labor participation rate, number one in the country. So we're better off than most, and we certainly have our fair share of work to do to staff up our employers across the state for sure.
That's good to know that labor participation rate is, did you say top three in the nation?
Yeah, number three. Yep.
And veterans in the workforce, percentage of veterans in the workforce, number one. And who doesn't want to hire a veteran? My gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great. So when you talk about pre-COVID, people that had two jobs or retirements that have happened, did COVID prompt that? Did it accelerate that? How did we end up with such a labor crunch? I mean, you're right. We had a need for human capital. All throughout North Dakota prior to COVID, but it just accelerated post-COVID. Did that happen to
absolutely. I think that, you know, a lot of folks that were working two and three jobs, I think during COVID when they were down to one job or maybe even none for a period of time, I think what they realized is that, you know what, I can survive off of one job. And I think that did, you know, compound the problem a little bit. But again, I think there are trends where you're seeing that people are starting to get that second job, and especially with inflation, my personal opinion is that that will accelerate as well.
So do we know how many people had two jobs pre-COVID percentage-wise of the workforce versus now?
I don't have that information, no, Scott.
But that's interesting. You're saying you're seeing some signs that more and more people are going back to sort of that two-job level. That would...
Yep. Yeah, absolutely, especially with inflation. I mean, I'm absolutely seeing that. And, you know, I'll even just say that, you know, from the labor participation rate for 16 to 19-year-olds, we're up around 48%, where the national average is 38%. And do I see opportunities? And you know how I feel about K-12 and, you know, kids in general. Do I think we have some opportunity to get some more of those folks into the labor force? I absolutely do. And, you know, so from a job service perspective, we're doing a lot of things out there with career expos and apprenticeship programs and really just trying to create some exposure to those students to get them inspired and motivated to jump into the workforce.
In general, what do you hear from those youngsters? What do they say? What kind of a job are they looking for? What would motivate them to jump into the workforce?
Well, I think just, you know, obviously I was able to work with students out of Watford City when I was over there. But I would say the number one message from them to industry is they don't know what they don't know. So obviously we're very motivated when I was over there in Watford City to, you know, get industry into the schools. And even when I was working in the private sector, I still remember Watford City school coming up to me and saying, Pat, we know that you can't hire truck drivers and mechanics right out of high school, but they're careers in our community. And these students need to know about them. So I think that's a blitz, too, that, you know, just the more that we can get industry into the schools and make sure that these kids know about the opportunities that are out there, and just to kind of throw in a flavor of what we're doing at Job Service, we've teamed up and we're piloting a program through Be More Colorful, and I think you've heard of those folks. They're based out of Fargo, but we're piloting that technology in Bismarck and Fargo, and it's a virtual reality platform, and they're building library content, career content around the in-demand jobs in the state of North Dakota. So, for example, you could put these goggles on and actually feel what it would be like to work on a wind tower. And so as we build that technology, as Matt builds that technology and that library content, our mission from Job Service to get that technology around to every square inch in North Dakota to make sure that we are way more intentional about making sure that these students know about the great jobs that are in the state of North Dakota with the intent to retain these kids and these students in the state of North Dakota.
I love Be More Colorful, and I love that technology. How would you deploy that at job fairs, you know, in the classroom? Where would the students interact with that level of technology to go about selecting a job?
Absolutely. Yeah, career expos, and, you know, probably one of my favorite stories is, you know, we learned that the Girl Scouts had a big event in Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and Bismarck, and we've got some folks from our job service team that are involved with that. But we were able to take that technology out to those events, and the kids absolutely loved it. And these kids are asking about careers in STEM-related fields and veterinary science and that type of stuff. So we're able to take that out there. And, of course, we have that technology right in our Bismarck Workforce Center and then Fargo as well. But we're actually taking that out to Department of Corrections. We're taking it out to wherever we can to make sure that we educate and make sure that people are aware of the amazing jobs that are in the state of North Dakota.
During your time in Watford City, the things that were designed and implemented to interact with kids were pretty extraordinary. For folks that don't know about it, Pat, just tell me a little bit about what you think was some of the best practices in Watford that other communities could adopt.
Well, and I'm glad you asked me about that. I actually just gave a presentation to Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney, West Fargo Mayor Bernie Dardis, Fargo City Commissioner Denise Kopak, and some other folks over there, and actually had Lily Olson in Fargo, who's a junior at NDSU. She joined me to do the presentation, and she's actually willing to help Fargo. I know they've got some great youth programs over there, but she's willing to help, facilitate that journey for them. But really where I started working with those kids is when I was trying to get people to come to North Dakota. A lot of times those folks were saying, I'm not bringing my family here. And so I actually engaged the kids and said, you know, I know you guys are having a great experience. Could you get on the phone with some of the folks that I'm trying to recruit just to share your journey and your experience? And I had 50 volunteer high school students that said, I'll absolutely help you. And these kids were so inspired that they said, well, let's not just help this one. Let's go hit oil and gas. So I had these kids in front of over 600 oil and gas workers. And these kids said, if you don't have your families here, get them here. We want them here. We'll help integrate them. If they go to, they graduate from our school, they can go to Wilson State College for free for 2 years. Who doesn't want that? So these kids, I guess my million-dollar message about students is that they do want to help their communities. And if communities are able to give those students a voice, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Have that conversation with them for sure. Short break. Back with more. We're going to talk about your old stomping grounds and oil and gas jobs when we come back. The governor mentioned that today and also in his budget address yesterday. So we'll chat about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota in Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's make you hungry here, shall we, for PetroServe USA's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. You can warm up with a little comfort food is what you can do. Come on over there and have a taco bacon hardwood today, breakfast hot dish, or country fried steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue, Glendon has tater tot hot dish, Yulin macaroni hot dish, and meatloaf on 45th. Mm-hmm, good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Our guest is Pat Bernoulli. He's the director of the Job Service of North Dakota. How many total jobs are posted, listed right now, available, open, whatever the correct terminology is, Pat? What do we have for a need for jobs?
We have our system shows 16,001, and that comes from people actually going in there and entering these jobs in our system, and then also we spider in and stuff too. But we obviously know that's the governor's kind of referenced 35,000 jobs, which is accurate. And even when I was in oil and gas and stuff, I might list one CDL driving job when I really had 10. So we know that number is significantly higher, but kind of interesting, but it's 794 less than last month and 1,579 less than a year at the same time. So, it appears as those jobs are getting filled. And, talking about oil and gas, I was just on the phone with Economic Development out of Watford today, and their apartments are full, Scott. They're full. And they still have, a lot of jobs over there, too. And they were just getting on a call with, Williston and some of the other folks over there in that region. And, we certainly have a lot of jobs over there, and, we're having, conversations at Job Service North Dakota on how do we help fill those positions. And the one thing that I really want your listeners to know that we're very excited about at Job Service is our virtual job fair platform. So we piloted this program in May of this year, and we drew job seekers from 20 states and 20 countries. Six countries. And this year we're going to host another virtual job fair on February 8th. But we're going to go in with pavilions, and we're going to have, virtual job fair pavilions with specific industries. And we're working on a marketing campaign behind the deal, but behind the scenes. And obviously, with me being on Governor Bergen's cabinet, I'm finding ways to align with other agencies. And so we've asked Game and Fish to come and be a part of this journey. We've asked Parks and Rec, tourism. So we will have a pavilion in there as we're trying to attract workers to our state. We're going to certainly educate them about the quality of life aspect too, because that's what people are looking for. So that's probably one of my favorite things being new to state government, is just our opportunity to collaborate and align and just do great things and create great impact for the state of North Dakota.
And give me an example, like how that would work. You do that at a job fair, so somebody comes and they might be from Montana, but then they can find out about Parks and Rec too. Is it happen at the job fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. And this will be February 8th, and we haven't actually launched this yet. It'll probably be the first of the year, but I'm just planting seeds right now. But, it'd be like walking into the Alaria Center and going to the healthcare pavilion, or going to the IT engineering and UAS pavilion, and then we'll have a pavilion that's either find a good life or quality of life or whatever, what have you. It'll be a three-hour virtual job fair, and I call it the North Dakota verse, but we just did this with – we did a apprenticeship program with high school students and employers, and we had 800 students on this. And the feedback that we got from employers is that, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. So we're adapting obviously to technology and figuring out the quickest path to connect job seekers and employers and stuff. So we're super excited about this platform, and we just see it as part of the solution going forward to draw people to the state of North Dakota.
What do you make that you had 3 months of progress in reducing the amount of open positions in North Dakota?
I would say that from my personal standpoint, obviously I'm from Montana. I came to North Dakota because I like the sense of community and belonging that the state offers. Coming from McKenzie County and having a front seat to the fastest growing county in the nation, I would say that North Dakota is becoming visible on the map, and they got the Find the Good Life program. They got 1,000 people in this program right now in the pipeline of people that are interested in coming to North Dakota, Scott. And that makes up 49 states. Delaware is our holdout state. And we've got 20 countries of people exploring coming to North Dakota. So I'd say we're getting better, more visible. People are moving here, having a great experience, hitting their social media and their networks, and hopefully drafting other people here. And that's really what I'd like, too, from North Dakota, is that we all can be recruiters. It costs us nothing to reach out to our networks to invite people here. I said no when I first got invited to North Dakota, and I got encouraged to come take a look at it. Came here in October 31st of 2011, and I've been a cheerleader for North Dakota since then. But this Find a Good Life program, we're super stoked about it. Part of that budget yesterday review was to get some dollars so that we can actually be more intentional and diligent about getting North Dakota on the national map. You know, just in my time in this job, I've talked to new police chiefs in small communities that are from Chicago, Illinois. You know, why they came here, you know, because they're respected. And so I just think we have a lot of opportunity to work together to really find ways to get people to come to the state of North Dakota and enjoy the life that we have here.
Yeah, I like your buddy system idea, and it works
well,
in a lot of different
areas. That's how we grew McKenzie County.
Yeah.
That's how we grew McKenzie County. It wasn't because everybody's a great recruiter. It's because somebody took a chance, came out here, got on the phone, and started calling people and saying, get out here. It's way better than I thought. And, you know, probably one of my favorite things about just my time in being in North Dakota, Scott, was when I first came here, all these kids were from somewhere else. That's not the case anymore. These kids are from the state of North Dakota, born and raised.
The governor today specifically mentioned the priority of oil and gas jobs, saying if we have the workforce and there are more rigs, then obviously there's more dollars being generated into the state tax coffers. What do you... How do you do that? How do you prioritize oil and gas jobs? What do you do to expedite that?
Well, you know, obviously, when I was in Watford, we got our job service doing outreach to Tioga, to Watford City, and some of these different areas. Obviously, Dickinson's got an office, Wilson's got an office. But I'll just use a specific example. I had somebody in Watford City who just recently reached out to me saying, hey, I'm struggling getting people. And I said, get into the job service, go visit with those people. And he reported back to me that team was so intentional about who they are, what their organization was doing, what they were looking for. They did some Facebook blast, all that other type of stuff. They now have 12 people that are trying to get on with that organization. And I'm sure you've heard about the Re-Energize North Dakota, that likely will be presented, or a bill will probably be sponsored on that. And so the university systems and, you know, they're working together to kind of maybe see if there's opportunities to get some funding to offer somewhat of a kind of a GI Bill type platform for oil and gas coming out. And I've been spot checking some of the folks out there in oil and gas. And this individual that got 12 applicants, I said, would this help you get people here? And this guy said, you know, we already have that education benefit with our organization. But what I like about that, Pat, is that would help us recruit people out here, but also maybe this benefit could be transferable to a spouse or a child. So his thoughts was that, no, we wouldn't use it, but if it was transferable to a spouse, we could help healthcare, we could help education, and maybe help upskill spouses, you know, to land some of these great jobs in the state of North Dakota.
Very interesting. Pat, really appreciate the conversation today. Helps us understand what all employers are wrestling with right now and some of the things that are in the pipeline. So appreciate your time and joining us today on the program.
Yep, appreciate being on the show. Thanks, Scott.
Pat Bertinoli, the Director of Job Service of North Dakota, our guest on the program. Best news I heard out of that is the amount of openings has dropped. They're getting filled. Still 16,000 out there, but better than it was a month ago and better than it was 2 months ago. So good news there. All right. Questions or comments, welcome in our final half hour from all of you at 271-1100. Let's go.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciate that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police on Wednesday released a description of a car that was last seen in the area of a house where four University of Idaho students were brutally murdered 3 weeks ago. In a Facebook post Wednesday, police posted pictures of a white 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantra as the car they are looking for. A federal grand jury has indicted Republican Florida Representative Joe Harding on six felony counts, including money laundering and wire fraud. The complaint alleges that between December of 2020 and March of 2021, Harding committed two acts of wire fraud through a scheme to defraud COVID-19 small business loans through false and fraudulent pretenses. Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking, this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost in looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with no cold sign. You gotta stop it and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea.
Christmas music there, Kev. Nice job.
You know, yeah. Mixing it up a little bit.
There you go. Beautiful. Yeah.
A little technical issue there. Apologies.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know.
I used to know. Who's singing this?
Gaga.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Gaga.
There you go, little Gaga. I'm not so Gaga for Gaga.
Oh,
she's a big deal.
Yeah, she is. She's a pretty amazing artist. Not a big fan either, but always respect the artist.
Hey, Mike Lindell has an all-new product. It's My Coffee. My Coffee. Did you know this? That's right. You can save 50% on your My Coffee subscription right now, right here. Great coffee, great beans, grown in Honduras. Climate's perfect. They produce the best beans ever there. Every single batch is tested to make sure it meets the very highest standard. All of the production is done right here in the USA. You can order ground whole bean or single-serve coffee pods, certified organic, non-GMO. Order some up, and it's like you get a small batch specialty coffee delivered every month right to your door. Go to mystore.com, use the promo code SCOTT. Save 50% on your My Coffee subscription. You can also call 800-506-9028. Nice chat with the director of the North Dakota Job Service, Pat Bertinoli. He sent me some follow-up info. Follow-up info related to multiple job holders, okay? So in 2020, the percentage of multiple job holders in North Dakota was 6.6%. What do you make of that? What's your takeaway from that? Tell me at 271-1100. You can text me at 237-1590. By the way, the national average was 4.5%. That gives you a little better perspective here. Okay? So the amount of multiple job holders in 2020 in North Dakota was 2 percentage points above the national average. In 2021, it dropped to 5.7%, about a percent, full percent, and the national average stayed at about the same, 4.6%. What do you make of that? You tell me. Some wing wisdom is awaiting us from our friend Fred on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Oh, hello, you guys. Nice to talk to you again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We have a chairwoman in the Republican Party called Rona McDaniels, right?
Right.
And I think you've talked to her on your show before, haven't you?
We have, yes. Yes, we have.
Well, you know, I don't know, but you know that there's going to be a campaign for other people to get involved on the ballot for her chairmanship.
Right.
And we have 3 votes in North Dakota. Three people that vote in the Republican Party. And 2 of them have already thrown their support to Rona. But maybe it is time for a change. You know who's running? Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is running for Republican chairperson.
And he said he will not draw a salary. He's going to save him some money.
Oh, you knew about it then. That's just great. I just wanted to make sure that you and your listeners knew about this. And I'm campaigning for him right now.
Here's what I know about the RNC.
Okay.
The Republican National Committee is a club. All right? So, like Rona McDaniel, she got the job after being Michigan's chair. All right? So, you know, they don't normally pull people out of wherever to do the job. They kind of come from the club, if you will. I don't necessarily think that's good, but I'm just telling you that's how they operate. So when you advocate to 3 North Dakota members of the RNC, they're going to be thinking, who in the club do I want, not necessarily somebody on the outside like Mike Lindell. I think it's great Mike Lindell's running for it. I think he'd go in there and shake it up, and obviously there needs to be a change. So,
well, I just wonder, you know, it'd be interesting. You have Mr. Kramer on tomorrow like you usually did before?
Is he on tomorrow? I don't think he's on tomorrow. He's on kind of a holiday. No, he was on earlier this week.
Oh, okay. I missed him on your show. Like I said, I can't get you guys out here anymore, but I listen whenever I can. You know, there's a... I think that'd be a good question to him. What would he think if Mike Lindell did get the chairmanship? That would be so interesting. So interesting. God's gonna straighten this out for us. We, you know, our election didn't do it. By the man's power didn't work to straighten this out. And I think God's going to straighten this out. He's got people in place. There's already a big rock been thrown into Washington and it's got Elon Musk written on that rock. It's been thrown into Washington. I think there's going to be a lot more stones thrown the way of Washington. So
I never bet
a lot, you guys.
I never bet against Fred. That's all I know.
Love you guys. Take it easy.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Take care. Yeah, you bet. So back to the multiple job holders. Kev, do you have a theory on this?
Oh, everything that I've read, it's not just one thing. You know, it's a number of things that kind of came together like a perfect storm. You know, and it depends on the sector of the economy that you're talking about, too. That's, you know, obviously hardest hit, hospitality, restaurants, you know, service industries, things. Yeah, there's a lot to that cake.
But why is it that North Dakota ranks so high in multiple job holders?
The work ethic.
Exactly!
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, this is we're not afraid to work.
Well, yeah. And all of the... And that's, I think that's most of the rocks and cows of this country, you know?
No kidding.
No choice. We got to work.
Now,
I mean, come on.
One theory, again, this goes to why we have more of a problem post-COVID than we did pre-COVID, is there's a percentage less. And by the way, the national average is 4.5%. 4.5, 4.6%.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota was 6.6 in 2020. And 5.7 in 2021. So almost a full percentage lower of multiple job holders post-pandemic than before. Why is that? That's a little weird. I don't, I get the problem is worse after COVID, but I don't know why if you were working two jobs pre-COVID, would you not work jobs post-COVID? That I don't get. That still has me, I don't know, a little on the perplexed side. Just a little on the perplexed side. Texter says, necessity and work ethic. Probably. Yeah. Some people it's going to be necessity. They got to work both. Yeah. Another listener says, nothing matters if we can't secure our elections. Uh-huh. Hear you there. More cities need to do what Watford City does. Advertise. I swear I would move to Watford City if my business wasn't in Fargo. It's a great place. They've done a nice job of that branding. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thank you, though. Texter says, guys, Brittany, Brian really, traded for this Russian monster. Yikes. Yeah, we said we were going to go Brittany free this hour, but it came from the listeners. We are with you on the yikes department. Another listener, back to the governor's conversation, a little opining on that. The governor's tax reduction plan sounds like the common sense question everyone is 18 as soon as they start working, why do they take any of my money in the first place if they know they're going to give it all back to us as a refund? Finally, this is how you sell North Dakota to non-residents. A gas pipeline and less onerous licensing for all professionals would be two more suggestions. Well, they're working on a gas pipeline. Somebody's got to step up to the plate, make that happen. And didn't they do the licensing thing? Remember that? I think they did. Another comment from a listener. Addiction is not a disease. It's best described as a response to an underlying condition. Here's the medical article on it. I think there's two schools of thought there. One is that it's a disease. I believe it's a disease. My dad had it, so he was an alcoholic, and you just sat there and said, Dad, just don't do this anymore, you know. And it just is not that easy. The other school of thought is, it's weakness. And you could stop this if you wanted to stop this. So, I don't think we're going to solve that one on the air today. I can't even wait to see what Kevin is going to come up with for Christmas bumper music when we come back for our final segment on a Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. I have some more data from job service, too. Good stuff. Stay tuned.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This Christmas, baby, please come home.
Welcome back to the Freedom Matters USA studios. 3rd edition of What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow on the program, our friend John Hinderacher will be here with some wisdom. John, of course, from the Center of the American Experiment. Also, North Dakota University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot will join us. Talk a little bit about a North Dakota University system and a few things happening there. Bruce Jovig will also join us. He's an author. Look forward to that. All right, so back with more stats from Pat Bertinoli on multiple job holders. I have data going back to 2000, 20 years worth here, and I think I've solved this riddle. The amount of multiple job holders in North Dakota was 10 in 2000. Went down to 9.9, then 9.2, then 9.7 the following year, back to 10.1, 9.9, then down to 8.4, 8.7, 9.8, 9.8, 9.8, 9.8, 7.9, 7.5, 7.7, 7.3. Do you detect a pattern here? It's been falling for 20 years. So it's less about COVID and more about just what's been happening from that rate. And might I dare say, we talked earlier about work ethic, right? Might some of the best members of the workforce who have the highest work ethic have retired out of the workforce? And maybe some of the younger folks. I'm not so sure I want to work two jobs. What's kind of sad about this is that, see, I see it as a good thing. I see it as a good thing that and people freely choosing an opportunity to take care of their family and better their lives, whatever they choose to do. In 2000, 10% of North Dakotans held multiple jobs. The national rate was 5.6%, so we were double that. Now we've come down to just a point over the national average, so we're not so special anymore. I know some people try to make that a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. A couple other texts we should get in here because you have taken the time to text us mightily today. South Dakota has no property tax if you're over the age of 65. Thanks, Kristi Noem. What a governor she is. True facts. Request for a Christmas bumper, Kev. Carol of the Bells. Carol Ooh. Of the Bells, The Calling.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Okay.
Put it on the list.
Another listener. Is it possible some didn't take two jobs again because they used COVID payments to pay off debt? And they were working the second job to pay. Very possible. Very possible. Although, again, I feel a little differently now that I have the numbers for 20 years worth because it's just been steadily coming down. But, yeah, I think that makes sense on maybe why it was accelerated a little bit. For sure. Listener says, I don't think state employees need to be paid more. Not if they're putting things out like LGBT pamphlets. Also, did anyone oversee that? Listener says, with a comment to the governor, 67% of North Dakota residents are renters. Property tax relief, who helps the rich, is that the conservative way? I'm so sick and tired of the word conservative. It's a scam. I don't think it's a scam, and I think you should be less sick and tired myself. Another listener opines, is growth always good? Honestly, I like the smaller Fargo better than what it has become. With growth comes a lot of crime. We have a lot more murders and violent crime. Is it worth it? Is the quality of life really better with the growth? Probably do a whole question on that. Because if you're not growing, it could be said that you're dying. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good. On the other hand, growing pains are an issue as well. Another listener, there's been a lot of staff reductions across state government, lots of people wearing more hats than they did before. Pay raises are historically not keeping up with the cost of living, not to mention inflation. Does Governor Burgum feel a 6 and 4% pay raise is enough to encourage employees to apply or even stay in North Dakota government? Well, he obviously does because that's the number he put in. I think the, where do I have that from the budget? He had the pay increases over two bienniums for state workers. And then he had performance pay. So I think the combination is pretty good. If you're willing to go to work and do, go the extra mile, you're going to be, here it is. $90 million in targeted pay equity funding based on a data-supported analysis to bring target agency salaries, including higher ed, closer in line with the overall market. So they did this thing where they're shoring up and found that the state government compensation is up to 10% below what some counties and cities are offering. So they're going to up that, but then they have performance increases of 6% of the first year and 4% of the second year, $211 million worth, for performance pay. So I think that's pretty good. I think it's addressed. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.